and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Watch out, watch out. Look out, look out. Watch out, watch out. Look out, look out.
Oh, yeah, that's something about you.
Watch out, watch out. Look out, look out. Watch out, watch out. Look out, look out.
Oh, yeah, that's something about you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. The OPT Network brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, health issues, plus a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image image-guided specialist, Miggs, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
Miggs is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show. and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is
the official
OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Tuesday morning. If you're just getting your morning started, in our neck of the woods, it wasn't extremely hot and muggy just yet. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning. Of course, it's July 8th, 7:42 local time, 8:42 Eastern. And you know, whether we remind you or not, we hope that you're reminding yourself to be mindful that kids are on summer vacation. And I try to say it at least every day or some part of the morning. I try to remind you because every single day we see kids that seem to be more and more daring. Kids seem to be getting bolder and bolder. And it's just absolutely dangerous. And, you know, what I'm talking about specifically was yesterday as we were traveling, couple kids on bicycles, I mean, riding almost what seemed like directly toward us with no apprehension, no fear, you know, just out there. And I'm saying, parents, we've got to do a better job. I know when your kids get out of your sight, there's absolutely no way that we can really determine what they will or won't do. You know, you just, and that's why I never say, well, mine would never, because as soon as you open up your mouth and that falls out, then you find out, yeah, they did. But what we will say is this, we got to start cautioning our kids. We're not there to make sure that they're doing what they need to do. We can't keep them safe when they're out of our sights, but we can encourage them to be more mindful about cars and know that cars hurt. Yes, people driving cars are responsible. We're absolutely responsible. But we have to make sure that our kids are becoming more responsible when they're out and about unattended. I'm going to tell you what else we're seeing. We're seeing kids on, I don't guess they're called skateboards anymore, DC. I don't, you know, we were talking to some kids. We were exercising. And DC told one of the kids, he said, let me ride that thing. Yeah. But we didn't even think to ask him. It's almost like a high level, high tech.
It's a wiggle skateboard. You got to really wiggle to make it move. And
well,
it's a two-wheel board.
And it's a two-wheel board.
Yeah.
I.e. making it more complicated. Balance got to be better. But I'm telling you, they're getting it. And a lot of times they're getting it and they're getting it right in the path of traffic. You know, of course, we live in Cheneyville. We exercise in our small town. But sometimes, you know, traffic can still get hectic even in small towns. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to keep encouraging you that you got to be mindful. And that means that we've got to put down those distractions. And I keep saying, just takes one time to be on your phone, to be answering a text message or email, get distracted, and a kid just pops up out of nowhere, and then they get hit, and then there goes the problems. So we ask every single morning that progress instead of perfection, that you get a little bit better than you were yesterday, that you are making sure that you're watching out for not only kids on bicycles, on wiggle boards that they might be called, people walking in high traffic areas in cities. There's so many things that we've got to watch out for. So this is what we do. We say progress instead of perfection. Early is on time, and on time is late. So that means that you got to give yourself enough time for all of the other distractions, not to mention the distractions that you've got going on in your own space, getting kids there if they've got to go to practice, or getting kids to babysitters or whatever it is that you've got to do. So we ask that you just stay engaged. Do a little bit better today. Well, switching gears, you know, we are in the Christmas family, Christmas Team Christmas, is in the second week of training Young Deuce Christmas. And I asked Big DC this morning, I said, how are you feeling? Because not only is Young Deuce Christmas working hard, but DC, you're working hard too. And you said what about how you feeling?
Feeling good.
Feeling good?
Feeling parts of my body that I hadn't felt in a lot of years. Because it takes a lot to take off running fast. Take off into a sprint.
Did you do that?
I had to.
You had to.
To keep up with Young Deuce Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And so what did it feel like after not having taken off in a sprint in a long while? What did that feel like initially?
It's painful.
Is it really?
Well, you know, not at the time you're doing it, but it's painful when, when you stop,
mm-hmm.
and your body slows down and your muscles start to pull. You know, it really is. It's tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on a person my age.
And so, right now, you guys are going through what kind of drills and why?
Well, we're doing a lot of leg drills. We're doing a lot of foot action, you
mm-hmm.
know, basically being in control of your body and making your feet do what they want to do, you know, the type of agilities like that, a lot of cone drills. Well, now it used to be tires that they use, but now you can go and buy these ladders,
uh-huh.
you know, at Academy. And so we're using those, and, you know, little balls that you put in your hand to be able to catch the ball with your fingers, because, you know, being a running back now, you need to be able to catch the football.
Mm-hmm.
So, being a defensive back is also what Deuce is you need to be able to catch the football.
And, you know, you were saying that now those athletes need to be able to catch. And what we were noticing is that in the draft, not a lot of running backs, no running backs really went in the first round.
That's correct. A lot of the running backs that were chosen were picked in the second round. And it just weren't a lot of running backs to go. And, I mean, right now, to be a running back in the league for any amount of time, for any period, it's a little bit more difficult, because if they're taking a pounding,
mm-hmm.
and they're not lasting as long. You know, it used to be the life of a running back would be 7-8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, you'd be lucky if you can play 2-3 years running the ball like that. So now being able to catch the ball out of the backfield, you know, being able to be effective like that, a good third down back, you know, you last longer. You know, you're able to slip out, sort of a Wes Welker type of guy. You know, Wes
mm-hmm.
Welker plays for the New England.
Oh,
actually traded from New England to the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. I was about to say New England.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he is one of those little small receivers that he's sort of like a flanker type of receiver, where he just can slip out into the soft coverages.
Mm-hmm.
And be able to get in the middle of people, catch the ball, and maybe fall down or catch the ball, run for a few more yards. But that running back job is a difficult job these days.
Now, this is what I want you to really share, because as I was out watching the football camp, I realized that maybe a lot of parents, a lot of dads that are working with their young men, are they really teaching the logistics of being able to catch and what soft hands means? And you were going through some drills with David about how to really catch the ball.
Well, absolutely, because, you know, being a receiver/runner, a receiver who's a receiver all the time and who's always catching the ball has a tendency to be able to catch a ball if they're a good receiver. And they understand the concept of running good routes and being comfortable doing that. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, though, you take a fullback, a defensive man, a linebacker, balls tend to throw them into an uproar because they don't deal with balls as much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you throw them a football and, oh, man, you know, we used to call, you know, the fullback kind of guys, they have rock hands,
mm-hmm.
you know, linebackers, you know, sometimes they'll catch it, sometimes they won't. Well, being a receiver or a running back, you know, you need to be able to catch a ball, because missing a football is not like baseball. You can pick it up and throw it.
Right.
And still put them out.
Mm-hmm.
Once you miss it, the play is over.
Right.
So if you're out there and they throw a ball right to you and you let the ball fall, that's a loss. Your team loses on a lot of levels. Mm-hmm. First of all, you lose a down, you lose yards, and you could actually lose the game because of one drop ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so missing footballs is like what I'm telling David is, look, you cannot be dropping footballs. So every time he drops a football, he has to run a lap. I'm firm on football holding.
Uh-huh.
You got to hold on to the ball.
And one of the things that you were telling him, too, and I thought was really interesting, was about catching with all of his fingers.
Yeah, being able to put his fingers on the ball. And that's what these little palm balls I've purchased are doing is helping him to catch the ball with his fingers versus the palm of his hands, because that's how those balls pop out. When they hit the palm of your hands, they bounce, the ball will bounce out of it. You know what I'm saying?
And I said, who knew? Who knew that there were some logistics and some even skills to catching a ball?
Yeah, and what I'm trying to do is I've been watching them at his school, and they do a lot of things well. They do, you know, they teach the kids. And what I'm doing is trying to teach him those basic little things that only a person who's one-on-one with somebody would actually have time to do. A lot of the things that I teach him is things that they don't have time to teach.
Mm-hmm.
And normally we had been sending him to these football camps. He'd go to LSU. He's been for the last 2 years,
mm-hmm.
where I think it's roughly around $400 for 4 days,
mm-hmm.
or 3.5 days, something like that. And it just dawned on me that, you know, basically the camps, the people who are at the camps, a lot of high school coaches, I went a lot further in football and played a lot more football and got coached by people who are in the pros now and play with people who played in the pros, and, you know, and just know a lot more about it myself,
mm-hmm.
to be able to do it. And I'm seeing really who he is and what he has,
mm-hmm.
you know, because he's got a real fast takeoff like I did. I'm working on him with that on the speed drills,
mm-hmm.
and working on those foot drills, because he's so quick, he has to learn how to fake people out. And once he does these foot drills and these drills that I've got him doing, once he goes up to a man and get ready to fake him, he's going to be able to have more push power,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, and then, of course, also when he's working with me, I can tell that his confidence in himself is a lot higher.
Mm-hmm.
His self-esteem on the field is growing, and that's important.
And, you know, I want to rewind a little bit, because people are saying, wow, you know, it seems like you really do have great command of the game. And what I don't know if we've ever said or not is that you were one of the premier running backs in the state of Louisiana in high school, went on to collegiate play and did amazing things there, played with quarterbacks that went on to win Super Bowls, and really, really have a great understanding. And as I have watched the camp, I said, I wonder where you're getting all of this from, but it really has a lot to do with your history and your acumen about the game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, I played with some great minds from the game,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so a lot of and then when I was in high school, I went to camps too, you know. Mm-hmm. My coach Gene Britton impressed him on me, the importance of going to camp, and we went up to the camp together. As a matter of fact, he went as a coach and I went as a player,
mm-hmm.
you know. And we had a good relationship like that.
And one of the things that we have been talking about as a family, and a lot of people are talking about too, is it takes more than just talent on the field.
Oh, absolutely. And that's and in talking about this, that's why it's so important for me to teach David not only about what's going on the field, but what goes on off. And that's what happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the social life that I led me not to go as far as I could have went, you know, playing football.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you know, I only played 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Started both years I was there, and then started having difficulty with the authority.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you know, I didn't really understand how to deal with authority at that time. And to some degree, still have some situations with that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, when you get to these institutions and they're paying you to play the game, and they're paying for your school,
mm-hmm.
you know, they expect a certain amount of discipline from you.
Right.
And when I wasn't able to step up and be the disciplined type of player that I was, you know, I ended up parting company with the school.
Right.
And moved over to the school that I ended up graduating with, the University of Louisiana Lafayette, but I didn't continue to play football. They asked me to play football. I told them no, and then we went on about our business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what I'm trying to do now is let young David knows that it's more to life than just ball.
Mm-hmm.
But football helps to build a lot of character in kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, any sport for that matter, baseball, basketball, soccer, because there's a lot to be said to the person who doesn't quit,
mm-hmm.
who stays with it and pushes himself to the limits of which he didn't think that he would be able to go.
Mm-hmm. And you've been talking about pushing yourself to the limit and what that means. And a lot of kids, especially this generation, their work ethic is really, really challenged because most of them really don't have to work hard.
Mm-hmm.
How do we help, you know, in our family, other families that are working and feeling the same thing, how do we really impart that word discipline and work ethic and make them sort of go together?
Well, for me, Carlette, I feel like that you cannot let anything go. In other words, if I tell David that he needs to do something and I need for him to do it, I don't let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like sometimes you'll get tired. You decide that, you know what, I'm not going to mm-hmm. enforce that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now, he's having some difficulty right now with those video games. I'm just basically about to pull him out of the house
mm-hmm.
because he's got too much focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting to be too much, and it's time to just go ahead and pull it, because what he's showing me is that he can't control himself to the degree that I need him to.
Right.
In other words, he can to some degree, but it's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to be in complete control of that and understand that that is a game, and it's not up there with air and opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's too important in his life.
And so when did you sort of, because we've been kind of going back and forth with that and the video games and how we felt about it individually and collectively. So when did you decide, okay, might need to do something?
Well, I decided when I realized that it's just a little bit too important in his life. You know,
mm-hmm.
he's putting it up there with air and opportunity, and it doesn't need to be anywhere near that high on the things that needs to be important in his life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's 14, he's getting ready to turn 15. He's a young man,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and that's what I'm trying to tell him. You know, it's time. You know, my grandmother used to tell me all the time, it's time for all things. You know, and that was one of her key things.
Uh-huh.
You know, of course it's there's a time to play, there's a time to laugh, cry,
mm-hmm.
and all types of things. But when you start letting one thing, you know, when you start overcompensating in an area where it doesn't need to be taking up that much of your time,
mm-hmm.
then that starts to create a problem in your life. And
mm-hmm.
so right now, while he's still a young man in training, I need to go ahead and train him on how to pull back on things that's getting to the point where they are starting to become a hindrance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that game is becoming an idol to him.
It, really?
Yeah, and I need to go ahead and step in. And it's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't think it was this Sunday, but it was last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our pastor was telling us, you know, get that cell phone from your kids. You want to get them right, get
mm-hmm.
that cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with
mm-hmm.
ours, it's that video game.
Right.
You know, he would gladly give you that cell phone because he's not that social anyway.
Uh-huh.
He's like, you can have this phone.
Uh-huh.
Just don't mess with my precious video game.
Uh-huh.
So what I'm about to do is snatch that video game from him. And he's already, I told him this morning as he was driving up here, that's it to the game.
Uh-huh.
You know.
And how do you think he
He's still processing. Okay. He's still processing because he's wishing that
You'll change your mind by the end of the day.
Yeah, he's hoping, but I'm not changing my mind. Because I had already told him it was gone once school starts. So now, basically, it's just gone way before. Because he needs to be ready when school opens back. He's going to be a sophomore. He averaged around a 2.8, 2.9, and that's just not good in this. You know what I'm saying?
Right, in this culture.
Those are not bad grades. But in today, when so many people are the level is so much higher and the bar is so much higher, you know, you need to be closer to 4.0.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I can't, you know, I would be derelict in my duties if I was just let him sit around being an average student with all that he has. Like I told him, you don't have, you know, your mother and me are not in here at war with each other. You're not in a single parent house. You don't have any excuses. You don't have any excuses at all for not being successful. And I'm not going to allow for him. Now, if you couldn't do it, I could appreciate that. If you didn't have the, you know, you could tell what your kid has.
Right.
You know, you could see if your kid is smarter with his hands. He might be more of a blue-collar fella. You know, but he doesn't – he has all of his faculties, and he's very, very smart. And God gave him a lot, so we have to require a lot.
Right. And as parents, and we've kind of been having this conversation, and as you said, we were saying just yesterday as we were watching kids really get way too close to the vehicle – as they were just riding their bicycles and having a good time, we said, you know, it's already July. Yesterday was the 7th. Of course, today is the 8th. We said, before we know it, school will be back in session. And so as you're working with Deuce Christmas in football camp, you know, you can use those sorts of opportunities for those teachable moments. But what we realize is that with the video games and with the distraction of that, that we can't wait until the week of school or the week before school to take that away and get him refocused and reacclimated, that we have to begin that process really right now.
Absolutely.
And so just fruit for thought, that's what's happening in our neck of the woods. You know, it just makes us all consider, you know, what we need to be doing, how we as parents need to be making sure that we get everything out of our kids that's in there. And only we can do that. This segment is sponsored by attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. He's been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information, the number to phone, 318-487-9537. Minimally invasive image guided specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is our top priority. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard, right here in Alexandria. Phone for an appointment, 318-445-9700. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Remember, it is hurricane season. We're going to keep reminding you, don't wait until a hurricane starts moving before you get your matters, your business in order with State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her team. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Rosa Fields. It's 3 minutes after 8 local time, 3 minutes after 9 Eastern. You're on point, the official OPT Network. We got to get a break, but we're back right after this. This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. Education is a power, the power of transforming things and moving us to another level. We must remember that people must be educated today on what nobody knew yesterday. And also in the classroom, it is so important in this life that we need to learn precisely what those following us must know tomorrow. The greatest lesson in life is learned by what is not taught. Now, that's going to take you a little time to work through it. It's experience, it's growth, it's development, it's trust. It's all the things that make a person complete and whole. As we ponder and children ponder, what must I do for the next level? What do I have to know to be successful in college? What do I have to do to even get to college? Knowing and learning and studying that which is not known puts you in the front of the line for the next generation of learning. I discovered from experience, all men are intelligent, but not all men are intellectual. When a man's intelligence and his intellectuality comes together, he's educated, and he needs wisdom to apply what he has learned in life. And then people say, wow, he's successful, he's smart, he's brilliant. Yes, because it's a little bit of things, the small lessons learned, to listen. Learn to listen, and then you listen to learn. In silence, we know when not to speak. Those are lessons that will last a lifetime. And believe it or not, a blessing out of season is a burden. Knowing too much can get you in trouble. But knowing how to apply knowledge, wisdom to that which we call a brilliant education is powerful. Use it wisely. Know yourself and then pass it on to others. God have equipped us with everything we need to be successful. And if we use what we have, it works. Never, never give a person a piece of your mind, because God only gave us enough for us. We don't have enough mind to give away and then maintain. So be careful, be kind, learn something new today. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joyce Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapid Regional Medical Center.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a Tasty McChicken sandwich for just $1.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
The Bigger Show will be live in 3, 2.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Tuesday. It feels really, really good. It's July 8th, and if you're traveling in, trying to get there, it's 16 minutes after 8 local time, 16 minutes after 9 Eastern. And DC, we just want to be clear to all the people that are listening. You know, we share a lot of ourselves, a lot of our family, a lot of our experiences, a lot of our pitfalls, even our kid and his experiences. We want to really be let people know and really be clear that it's not all about athletics, that we expect a lot from young David Christmas. But this is what it is about. When he endeavors to take on something, he's going to do it well. And we're going to give all that we have to make sure that he does it well. And we're not going to accept anything less.
That's correct.
But we also are going to enforce that he is an excellent student, because that's what comes first.
That's correct.
And somebody called and said, you know what, you're being too hard on that boy about football.
Yeah, somebody did say that jokingly.
Jokingly.
But, you know, sometimes, you know, people are too hard on their kids with the athletics. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, because really and truly at the end of the day, that's not the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, education is the most important thing. And you the last thing you want to do is overburden your son.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you see, I didn't
or
put
your daughter.
Deuce in football.
No.
Until he's been playing baseball since he was a little small kid. But he came to me and said, Dad, I think I'd like to play football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted to make sure that I didn't put the burden of all that I did playing football, because the first thing they want to know is, does he play like you? You know,
isn't that uncanny? Every single person, whenever they see a picture of him in a football uniform, they want to know if he is a duplicate of
him. And you would think after 28, 29 years since I've played that would be gone,
mm-hmm.
you know, but no, it hasn't. And everybody wants to know is, does he play like you? And everybody tells him, man, your dad was one of the best players we ever seen. And so he understands that, you know,
no way. What
well,
does he
you know, he's got some. He's trying to follow in some big old footsteps. But you know, and I say that to say, you know, one of my spiritual advisors told me early on. He said, "Look, you got to let him choose his own way. You know, your life. You had your opportunity,
right?
And you know, I had my opportunity, and I did that, and I'm okay with it the way that I went through it. But now, if he wants to do it, I want to lead him through how to do it,
right?
You know, but if he doesn't want to do it, then of course I'm not going to push him into anything. He decided he didn't want to play baseball anymore. I told him, man, I think baseball is really the game to stay with, because it's a game that just, you know, once you learn it, you have it, and you can play longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't abuse your body as bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you gotta keep playing it to master it. You know, and a lot of time kids will quit playing baseball because, especially once you get into high school and collegiate level, there's really no, it's not high impact. Like football, you know, the stands are full.
Mm-hmm.
You go to a baseball game, you basically see the parents. You know,
yeah.
It's just not the type of game until you get to big time college,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, the professional level,
mm-hmm.
that people actually pay the type of attention to it that a kid sees that, oh, man, I'm excited about baseball. It's just hard to get excited about it.
Sure.
You know, you know, but what I was telling him is, man, if you just stay with it,
mm-hmm.
but he decided for himself that no baseball.
And
I want to play football, and I want to train year round so that I can be better. So.
And I think we just have to be clear that first things are first. And this morning, as we were traveling in, we were having some spirited conversation this morning with young David Christmas about our expectations of him.
Yeah.
And as we were having that spirited conversation, all of this comes into play. Athletics, well, academics, athletics, and life, and how they all pertain to each other. And I read this article, you see, in Time magazine that talked about a study that had been done. The article was just written today. Talked about the stresses that parents feel in raising teenagers. And they said those stresses are not just stresses that single parents feel. They are stresses that all parents feel, whether they are married or single. And it is very, very stressful to try to get that child, that young person, because they're no longer really children. They're our children, but they're young men and young women, and they're coming into their own, to really dig down in them and to get out of them what God has created them to be. And what we understand intrinsically is that we spent our whole lives, and we talked about it, most of our adult lives in the wilderness, because we decided not to listen. We decided to chase things that weren't those eternal things. We decided to chase those things that were very temporary, and the Bible talks about that. And so as moms and as dads, moms especially, it's very, very hard. And I've said this many, many, many a time, and I'll say it many, many more because I feel it. As a woman and as a mother, it is hard for me to see DC bear down on this young man. But what I understand is that you have to break their wills without breaking their spirits. And if we don't, as parents, break their wills, the will to just do what they want to do versus what they need to do, what is right to do for them to do, without breaking their spirits, then there will be a time where the legal system will break their will and their spirits. And a judge is not going to deal as kindly, as gently with your child, male or female, as you will. And so really some things have to be put in place right now while they're still at home, while we still have the opportunity to break that will so that they can go out and be productive people in the world.
Absolutely, Carlette. And we have to teach our kids how to deal with authority.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and fortunately for me, you know, I was able to dodge a lot of danger.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a dangerous life out there if you don't know how to follow the rules.
Mm-hmm.
That means that you're going to break the rules, you're going to do what you want to do, and there's some law in place, some system of justice
mm-hmm.
is going to catch you. And when it catches you, it's not going to deal with you lightly.
No.
It's just not. You know, it is designed to catch you up, and that's why the prisons are so full. You know, with men today,
mm-hmm.
you know, disproportionately African-American men. So, you know, I understand what my son is facing.
Right.
So I know what he's going to face out here. So when I'm being hard on him, I'm being hard on him so that the system won't step in and be even harsher.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not anything I can do. And then I'll look back on it and say, I wish I would have done something.
Right.
When he was younger.
Right.
See, I'm dealing with him now. And then once he understands how to deal with disciplinary, with authority,
mm-hmm.
it starts right in the home, you know. And that's why I have a lot of issues with people who are always, you know, wanting to start everywhere but at home, you know.
Hmm.
You got to start, you know, we want to blame the court. We want to blame the judge. We want to blame everybody. But nobody wants to put the blame where it really belongs.
Right.
On us and our communities. You know, it is up to us to raise our kids.
Right, and we have to own that.
We have to own that. I mean, and when things happen, you know, we have to be able to say the part that person played
mm-hmm.
in that. You know, because what will happen is you hear one of these deals, right, where you see a guy tased
mm-hmm.
or he's the police is beating him now,
mm-hmm.
okay? And yes, the police don't have any reason beating anybody.
No.
Let's just get that straight.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're walking around with a satchel of crack and you've been dealt with before for dealing with some type of situation like that
mm-hmm.
and somebody run up on you, you're considered a danger to those people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if they handle you a little harsh, it's not because the police like dealing with people harshly. It's because you have to look at yourself and say, oh, okay, yeah, that's right. I've been dealing cracks to people. And I've been doing a lot of wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm meeting up here with the justice system. okay? And nobody's saying it's right to beat on anybody or deal with anybody like that. But if you go to the beginning of that situation and say, if I wouldn't have never, if I hadn't had this here
right.
with me, or if I wouldn't have been engaging in this particular activity myself, mm-hmm. then this thing would not have happened to me.
Absolutely.
And so if we don't look at that part of it right there, Colette, at our own selves and quit playing the blame game
mm-hmm.
and letting one somebody try to whip a whole pile of people into a frenzy so mm-hmm. they can get paid,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it doesn't take any talent to do that.
Right.
It really doesn't. It doesn't take any talent for us to come to this program and get all the black people stirred up and then go to the white people and say to them, hey, I got all the black people listening. Y'all give me a few dollars. And I'm going to make sure they come to your business.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take any talent to do that. None. All it takes is a provocateur.
Right.
That is what you call a provocateur. Bad news. I just take the bad news and I come stir you up with it. And I make you listen to what we're doing so that I can make money. But I'm the only one getting money out of that situation. I don't have nothing else for you but bad news.
And I think that at the basic root is that making sure as parents that we start early.
Yes.
And we implement often. And it starts with understanding whether our kids are listening or not and doing what we ask them to do on
Absolutely.
A regular daily basis.
Absolutely.
And what we have decided as parents is that we are going to hold our son accountable. And we are going to do it daily.
Absolutely. And when you're hearing people telling you what you need to do with your kid, you need to see where their kid is.
Right.
You know, how many kids do you have? Did you raise any kids in this community? What do you have? What skin do you have in this game? Because it's easy to mm-hmm. say, vote for this one, vote for that one, vote for that one because they're paying me. Right?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
It's
easy to say that when you don't have any skin in the game because I want the one to win that's going to pay me the most.
Right.
You have to be very careful when you're dealing with those types of situations because people will tell you what's best for them and it's not necessarily best for you. And you need to be very cognizant and aware of those types of situations. And you need to get to know people for yourself.
And not only that, we all hope that our kids never have to go through the legal system.
Absolutely.
But It's as I said about young people who end up finding themselves in that system. You want to make sure that somebody is going to deal with your child justly. And you know, that's why we have to, you know, we're never going to talk about your political needs or
right.
what you need to do politically.
Right.
But you have to really understand the issues and you have to understand where people are because the fact of the matter is, and I said it at the top of the show, really early on in the show, is that it is easy to say. And as a young person at one time in your life, you can understand this. My child would never, they would never do this. They would never drink. They would never use drugs. They
Right.
would never drink and drive. They would never, never, never. Well, as soon as you open up your mouth and say what they would never do, then you'll find yourself in a situation that you never thought you'd find yourself in.
And some of them will never do anything. I mean, they never will do things like that because we have some good kids in our community.
Absolutely.
And we should have more good kids. But it's up to us to start teaching them
mm-hmm.
instead of waiting till this stuff happens and then start pointing fingers at people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's to me, that's the biggest cop-out on the planet. You know, oh, it's this one's fault. It's that one's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Look at yourself. What did I do to make sure that my kid did what they were supposed to do? And I'm not going to blame everybody and anybody and, you know, step up in the Sioux line and all that stuff.
Right. And, you know, we just use athletics as a good example of how to get your kids out of a place that could be bad for them. And even video games, too much of anything is not good. And when you can get them to focus on and work hard in other aspects of life, then those are moments where you can use to teach your kids about other things, about work ethic, about team, about commitment, about dedication. And so, you know, that's kind of why we talk about, you know, sports and kind of where we are. And we kind of just bring it all in together. But By no stretch of the imagination are we saying that it's the end-all, be-all.
Absolutely. We've got a caller right there.
Caller, good morning. Welcome to the OPT. Who's this?
Good morning, Carla. This is Doris. My name is Doris, and Doris Dexter Fapp. I'm Doris. I used to work in the school system.
Uh-oh. Well, good morning, Miss Doris.
Calling to weigh in on that wonderful topic that you all are talking about today.
Well, you go right ahead.
It hits home, and not exactly home with me, but I would like to just say that I work with a lot of kids in the school system, and how people are telling you to raise your child, you and you alone knows what's best. Mm-hmm. And your husband's saying that, you know, he's hard on the children and you are hard on that child for a reason. But in due time, it will pay off. But what I also would like to say is that a lot of the children that I work with in the school system in the early days, mm-hmm. their parents, you know, they would call the school and say, don't discipline my child. Don't do anything to him. Let him do what he want to do. 99% of those children I read and see in the paper, they're being incarcerated. They are in jail for stealing, armed robbery, and everything else. But those are people that said, don't touch that child. Don't discipline my child. Don't do anything to that child. But long time back in the day, you know, we were disciplined, and I turned out to be okay.
Absolutely.
I never had to enter those doors, thanks to God be the glory,
mm-hmm.
or my husband. So we are hands-on parents here in the community, and I just want to say what you all saying is wonderful, and the people that really need to be listening are not listening to that.
Mm. Wow. What does that mean, Ms. Doris? The people that really need to be listening aren't listening. What does that mean?
They are not listening. Some of the things that's going on now. You know, when children are small, it's very, very cute. You know, people mm-hmm. think, you know, when they slap you, they cuss you out. They're sitting there listening into the conversation. You know, the old people never let us sit in. We always had to go outside
mm-hmm.
and play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't stay and hang around and listen to grown folks' business. But now you find grown people and the younger set. They bring their children and they sit in there and they listen to everything that you have to say. And some of them being weighing on your conversation. But then again, you have to look at the world situation. You got people that's writing books that don't even have children
mm-hmm.
to teach you how to raise children.
Mm-hmm.
See,
and
those are a lot of things you have to look at.
And that's what DC was saying, that you have a lot of people that get on the microphones, that write books. And I've often wondered about that. How can you really tell somebody and give advice on a thing, whatever the thing is, but most especially parenting, when you've never raised a child? How can you viably sit there and honestly and earnestly tell somebody what to do when you've never experienced that?
Exactly. So that's the thing of it. It's exactly like you're saying, I'm just going to bring it over. It's almost saying a person that's not married is telling the married
mm-hmm.
person how to deal, how to handle
right.
your husband. If I was you, I wouldn't take this. If I was you, I wouldn't take that.
Yep.
But they're not in that situation. But that's why the world is messed up today, because people listen, you know. And then you have the wrong people around your children and around you. People are bringing all their boyfriends and significant others into their home, and it's destroyed the family. We're just, you know.
Now, Ms. Doris.
We have to pay daily pray for them.
Absolutely. Ms. Doris, let me just ask you
yes.
this question right here now. So do you think, a lot of the problem that we're seeing in our society today is due to a lack of parenting and people getting their kids to submit to authority like the way they used to do when we were coming up? Because,
and
I can just say, when we were coming up, I'll never forget, my English teacher and my mother were in the same class, Ms. Walker
mm-hmm.
and my mama. So Ms. Walker never really called my house and said, hey, David is doing this. She just handled it herself.
Mm-hmm.
Because if my mother wanted to know what she did, she could come down there. But they knew each other.
Yes,
you see what I'm
did.
Saying? And then
but
my mother was too busy.
But that was then. You know, that was then. See, we're living in a different time, a different generation. You know, we had those things going on. But then the parents, everybody could whoop you. You know, so if I got
mm-hmm.
a whooping at school,
mm-hmm.
well, I know I was going to get a whooping when I got home. So maybe between the whooping at school and knowing I was getting one at home, I got myself some act right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some do right. So, you know, so I wasn't a bad child. So, sure. You know, I knew right from wrong. And when someone looked at me, I knew, you know, to straighten up, mm-hmm. you know, if I were going to do anything.
Now, let me ask you this.
Now, when you look at the kids, you know, and tell, you know, to straighten up or whatever, they're telling you what you're looking at. Throwing finger signs and all kind of things at you. So,
and you know what? So, that's just not, and you know, we're laughing, but we're laughing because it's just simply true. And before you said that, I was thinking, what do we do as parents, as former teachers, as leaders in the community? You know, because there are times, like yesterday, I really wanted to roll down the window and tell those kids, look, you are too close to the vehicles that are coming in your direction. You know, but now if you do that, you almost have a situation where there's going to be a confrontation with that person.
There's going to be a confrontation of that. I want to tell them so bad. When I see those pants pull down, I could just stop and I just don't know what to say, you know. So that's why we have to continually pray for our children. We have to pray for the approach that we mm-hmm. can take, you know, toward them, because you are afraid yourself. We can't approach them any kind of way, you know. Nowadays, you have to be very, very careful about how you even approach kids. And then when you think about the things, the majority of our young men, they are still at home, you know, with their parents, mm-hmm. with their mother. Mm-hmm. You know, some have already taken over the household.
Wow.
You know.
I think you're right on point with that, Ms. Doris. I think we have to pray for the approach. And I think that that's exactly right. And I think that's something that every single person can take away from this conversation. Ms. Doris, thank you so much for weighing in. And thank you for joining the OPT this morning.
Yes, you all are doing a wonderful job, and you are totally on point. And I support you all 100%.
Thank you, Ms. Doris. We're blessed by that. Have a great day.
You too.
Uh-huh. Wow. Obviously, this is a really, really touchy subject, and a lot of people really have strong feelings about it. Good morning. Welcome to the OPT. Who's this?
My name is Patrick Shaw.
Hey, Patrick. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I just wanted to comment on the show today, and I commend you on having a well-rounded son. But my comment today was that we have so many parents that if you go to the ballparks, you mm-hmm. would see so many parents out there supporting their kids at the baseball games, the basketball games.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see those parents at the parent conference meeting. You don't see those parents in the library with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like today that we worry about more what we put on our kids' back, the brand names, than what we put on in their minds.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
It's the brand name shoes, the brand name shirts, the pants, but mm-hmm. we don't encourage our kids to read.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad. Why we don't get involved in the school system, but we'll get involved in the ballpark
mm.
at the basketball tournament.
What do you think that's about, Patrick?
I think, well, to me, it shows that what's more important to them.
Wow.
You know, we encourage our kids more in sports today than mm-hmm. to encourage them to get an education. To be a doctor. We have them, most of our kids today, they look up to LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
But we have people like Monique Matoire running for judge, Ms. Rawls running for judge. These people have educations. Those are the types of people
absolutely.
That we need to be looking up to.
Absolutely.
Who works in the community. Tiffany Sanders, all yes. those people, they went to college, they're role models.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you got a better chance of being struck by lightning than making it to the NBA.
Absolutely.
But if you look at it, you go to the ballpark and it's packed with parents.
Mm.
You go to the schools, they can barely get the parents involved. So it shows the kids that, you know, the sports is more important than your education.
And wow.
I've never understood that. I see kids in the streets all day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Young parents, and if the parents are not educated, if they don't really get it, our kids will never get it.
Wow.
And that's all I have to say.
That's powerful.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick, for weighing in. I think that, you know, in many respects, you know, you have to look at the totality of really the whole comment. And let me just first start by saying it's not necessarily so that we think that our son, and he said it, of course, but I'm just going to reiterate, that we think he's so well-rounded. But what we're working to do is to make sure that he understands how to be balanced and how to be well-rounded.
And now, that's what we're trying to do.
That's right.
That there's no guarantee
right.
that you know, he will be. But, you know, we just believe, we have faith that he's going to be mm-hmm. who God made him to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it is our job to just give him the environment
right.
to grow.
Right.
You know, and so if he says he's interested in a thing, what we try to do is give him a leg up on being interested in a thing. But, you know, I think the point that Patrick made is just really, really outstanding.
Okay.
And I understand mm-hmm. where he's coming, and I hear his heart, and I see what he's saying. He's saying basically that it is a unbalance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not saying don't be at the baseball park.
Right.
That's not what he's saying. He's saying be at the baseball park, but it's equally, if not more, it is more
important mm-hmm.
that you be at the school.
Right.
That you look at, you know, of course, there's, you know, you've got LeBron James, and we don't want to knock LeBron for he and his what he's
absolutely
done.
Absolutely.
Because he's been able to do a lot through athletics. But let's face it, LeBron is a man child and a one in a million specimen.
Mm-hmm.
More than one in a million, probably one in 30 million.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody can get an education. And in today's society, all you have to do is what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you can still have success, like he was saying, Monique Matoire, Monique Rouse.
Tiffany Sanders.
You know, these are people who are trying to make a difference in our community,
right.
each one of them.
Right.
You know, and they're all good people, and we support, you know, what they're doing there.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand what he's saying is that everybody's not going to play ball. You know,
right.
And I tell young dudes Christmas all the time.
All the time.
You playing ball, buddy, it's slim and none.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to realize that you may play ball, but you are going to be educated. You're going to have education.
Right.
And even if you play any type of professional sports, the average age is 30. You are still so young
right.
when you finish at age 30 mm-hmm. that you've got another 50 years to live.
Absolutely.
If you get the promise from God, 3 score and 10, that's 70.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another 40 years.
Right.
That you have to live on the planet, and you're going to have to do something other than sport.
Right. And I think that this whole conversation is making our listeners really, really think as well, that we have to, as parents, and Ms. Doris was right on point. She said that the people that are probably needing to listen, she knocked it out of the park, are not listening. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm speaking strictly from a woman's perspective and a mother's perspective. It is gut-wrenching for me to see DC discipline Young Deuce Christmas. It is guttural, and it is hard.
Another caller, right?
But it is necessary. Good morning. Welcome to the OPT. Who's this?
This is Pamela Lyons.
Hey, Pam.
I just wanted to say that there are parents out there who are into themselves, meaning that while they, in the evening time, their child comes in with homework and such, and they want to go out and party, they want to do whatever they want to do instead of trying to consider what the needs of the child are. And when you have a parent like that, then that means that the child follows the track.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And so I'm saying there are a lot of parents out there these days who are like that. And what they want is most important, not what their children want.
Wow.
And you know, Pam, I think that speaks to younger people having children younger, who their morals and their values,
they're still kids.
They haven't been shaped. And so we're dealing with a whole generation that is producing another generation. And we've said it on this show many times, I can only teach you what I know. And if that's what I know, then that's all I can teach you. And I think that's why the Pearl DC this morning mm-hmm. is critical.
The education.
Learn the education pearl. Learn, listen, and listen to learn.
Wow.
You know, we got to play that back. Go ahead,
okay.
Pam.
The other thing I was saying is that in order for their children to be productive, the parent has to be productive in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to see their parents being productive in their lives. And they got to see their parents being there for them,
mm-hmm.
The children do.
Absolutely.
If they don't see this, then they're going to go in the wrong direction.
Absolutely. Pam, thank you so much for being a part of the OPT,
thank you
for weighing in on this very important subject.
And thank you so much, and I'm blessed by your show.
Thank you so much. That blesses us. I tell you what, this is really on the hearts of people, and I guess it's on our hearts, too, as we're getting closer to back to school time. You know, we've got to really, really have some serious talks, but you know what, DC? We say this all the time. We're not just talking about it. We got to start being about it.
Absolutely. And I think what we're hearing here is that either people who have raised kids or have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those are the people who can weigh in. You know, somebody to weigh in that don't have a kid and never raised a kid, you know, is. And now you've got, like, you take my cousin. I've got a cousin who basically don't have any kids, but she's been instrumental in raising my cousin.
Right.
So, you know, there's always.
And so we have to really, we really have to be. On that scale, there are a lot of people that don't have kids but are actively involved.
Actively involved in kids' life. I mean,
that qualifies them.
Absolutely, it qualifies them because, once again, we are trying to get back to the adage that it takes a village.
Mm-hmm.
And what I believe we have to do is allow for others to sow into our kids' lives. And I think that's where we're missing it at.
Mm-hmm.
You hear everybody saying, at one point, you used to could say stuff to other people's
right.
kids. And, of course, that made that kid better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that people are sort of insecure, when they think that you're telling their kid something, they actually believe that you're denigrating them
mm-hmm.
or downing them.
Mm-hmm.
And to a certain degree.
And that's what it feels like.
It doesn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Because if your child is running around in a doctor's office and another person in a doctor's office has to tell your child, son, don't touch that or don't do this, you feel like that person has done something to you.
Right.
Well, if that is the case, why don't you just discipline them yourself?
Right.
You
know what it feels like? It feels like you've been disciplined when somebody has to discipline your child. And, you know, I was in the nail salon, and that very thing happened where the children were just running roughshod and the owners had to discipline the child.
Right.
And I felt for that parent that they felt disciplined. So, I mean, if you're not going to discipline your kids, then somebody else probably will.
Yeah, because
will.
Other people don't want your kid to tear their stuff up. That
absolutely.
They paid hard-earned dollars.
Nor should they.
You have to stop your kid from tearing people's stuff up.
Absolutely. Good morning. Welcome to the OPT. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Miss Cora.
Miss Cora, good morning. How
Ms.
are you?
Cora in the house.
Yes, great. I'm blessed. I'm glad. I was listening to your show, and I teach Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a good class. I have like 20 kids. I teach from 11 to 14. My class is called Jam, Jesus, and Me. Yeah. And I have a lot of parents, you know, a lot of parents, sometimes, you know, I correct them. I tell them they're going to respect me in the classroom, in the Sunday school class. I don't know what you do at home, but you're going to respect me in Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, it starts at home. If you can tell a child it's not getting what they need at home, because they're going to come wherever they be, they're going to act that out wherever they go. If they've been disrespectful at home, they're going to be disrespectful wherever. And so my thing is, you have to correct people, kids, in love. You
mm-hmm.
know, I love children. I love people. And yesterday I was on my way home, and where I live, the kids always just standing in the street. The
mm-hmm.
car's coming.
Mm-hmm.
They standing in the street playing basketball. They pull their basketball goal to the street. You know, they got a big
mm-hmm.
old field where they can play in.
Mm-hmm.
But they done pulled the basketball goal to the street. So
mm-hmm.
you know what? I say, God, I'm going to say something. I let it go, and I don't say anything. And God is going to hold us accountable when he didn't tell us to do something and we don't do it.
Right.
So I got out to the young men, and I say, hey, how y'all doing? And a couple of them spoke, and some of them, you know, was being disrespectful. And I told them, I said, come here. Miss Cora loves y'all. And the cars will hurt you. You standing in the street playing ball. Some people are not going to take your life for granted and be respectful and
mm-hmm.
stop. They will hit you. They
right.
will hit you, and they'll be okay with hitting you. But
right.
you need to pull the goal back. You know, so.
What did they do? What did they do, Miss Cora?
A couple of them was, like, really disrespectful.
Wow.
And so one of the parents came up to me, knocked on my door, and she told me, she said, thank you, Miss Cora, for correcting my son. She said, because I'm a single parent, I work all day and I come home and I get in and I go to sleep sometime and he's out playing.
Right.
And she say, thank you for correcting him. Mm-hmm. And he's 12. And I say, you are accountable for your actions. So you need to be mindful about being in the street. Mm-hmm. So only one of those parents came to me and said, thank you. And I had a couple that came and gave me a little slack or whatever. And I say, you know what? It's okay because they could get ran over. What if I hit them? If mm-hmm. I hit them, you're going to want to sue me or you're going to say I'm in the wrong. But they planned in. I mean, they pulled the goal out in the middle of the street, not even on the side. And you got a big old field.
Right.
So
now let me ask you this. Cora. Let me ask you this. And a lot of people are really grappling with this idea. And I think that Pam said it. You've got a younger generation producing an even younger generation. How do we individually and as a group, collectively, as a community, how do we help those young people? How do we become the village for them without offending them? How do we do that? Have you ever thought about that?
I have, but I constantly pray because when I was raised, everybody in the neighborhood chastised me. You know, I got a spanking, Miss Brown or Miss Blue or Miss Johnson down the street. If my mom was gone and she told me to stay in the yard and I got out the yard, Miss Blue would step down off her porch and she would get switching, tearing my legs up.
Mm-hmm.
And then when my mom came, she said, Helen, come over here. I need to talk to you a minute because Cora came out the yard when you told her to stay in the yard. So I canned her, I spanked her legs. And guess what? My mom spanked my legs, too, because
mm-hmm.
it started there. But we have to pray, and we can correct people, children, in love.
Mm-hmm.
We have to, because some people I see correct people, kids, and they don't correct them correctly. You know, they disrespect them. Mm-hmm. And you have to, you want them to respect you, you got to respect them.
That's right on point. And you know what? I think you're right. And I think if, and I'm going to really, the next time I'm confronted with that, I'm going to try that. I think we have to correct them in love, and we have to correct them correctly. And sometimes I think as older people or more mature people, we get angry because we think that young people should know. We get angry because they're walking around holding their pants, and they can't walk, and they're, you know, and so we get angry at what they've become, but we got to see them the way that God sees us all. Cora, thank you so much for being a part of the OPT and weighing in on this very important subject.
Yeah, and thank y'all so much. Y'all are doing a wonderful job. I've been listening to y'all since y'all started, and y'all encourage me so much to do, you know, be about it. Don't just always want to talk about it. We want to talk about doing the right thing, but nobody want to step out and do the right thing because they're so afraid of what somebody going to think or what somebody mm-hmm. going to say about them. But God tells us that we should be accountable for one another. You are your brother's keeper. You are your sister's keeper.
We have
more spirits of willingness, then we can do what God have us to do.
Absolutely.
But you gotta have a willing spirit.
Absolutely. Cora, thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you,
okay.
Ms. Cora.
All righty. Have a great day. You too.
Okay.
Wow. A lot of people really, really concerned about it. And you know what? It bears having a good conversation about it. And makes us think about what we're going to do to be the change that we want to see in our young people. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a credit union dedicated to excellence. Credit Union with Heart. Three locations to serve you. Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. You can phone them at 800-454-3730. Walker Automotive Group, when others won't. Walker will, serving Central Louisiana since 1919. And let me tell you, J&J Exterminating is Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control company, and it is absolutely that time of year. They've got over 50 years of providing trusted and effective pest control. How do I know? They've treated our home, and termites are no joke. For absolute free consultation, and then they're going to work with you to make sure that it's affordable and your home is protected. Here's the number to phone, 318-448-4800. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. Solo photo production. Capturing moments, smiles, one or 10 at a time. 318-581-9106. You're on point, everybody. We got to get a break here, but we're back after this.
Thank you.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just a buck.
Okay, how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to